flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, let me say, hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It's a WIP afternoon show. Ike, Spike, and Fritz. TK was singing in there? Yeah, I got a little TK in there.
His mic wasn't on.
Oh.
Well, he didn't tell me he was going to sing with us.
Oh, well.
Whatever.
The next time you'll hear that, it'll be from the middle of Radio Row, as we're annoying everyone in New Orleans. So the final check-in on the Twitter question, which is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Valentine's Day is coming. If you're thinking about getting engaged, shop the home team at Mark's, your engagement destination, online at marks-jewelers.com. So there's not a number on this, but I was just eyeing the replies. Jack on the WIP Afternoons Twitter account posted the Gilly video of everybody dancing and said, who performed the worst?
Oh, boy.
And it does seem like most of the answers are saying Rod or the guy in the blue in the back, which is Rod. So, you know, Fritz takes a couple hits, but it's mostly Rod. I don't think Rod knew what he was doing.
Well, I guarantee you Rod didn't know what he was doing.
Yeah. Yeah.
No idea.
I give him credit. He did it, even though he didn't know what he was doing.
I was a little stiff, too, but it's all right.
Yeah. Gotta get Saban in here.
Nick Saban used to kill me by how stiff I was. We'll say I'm not the greatest dancer.
Yeah. Have you heard this Jalen audio from today?
I'm not.
Oh, this is a good one.
Uh-oh.
So the context of this is Nick, I guess, told the players on the team to close their eyes and envision the best game they had ever played.
Yeah, before the NFC Championship game.
Before the NFC Championship game. So Zach Berman asked this question to Jalen.
In that team meeting the other day when Nick asked you guys to close your eyes and envision your best game, what came to your mind?
Nothing.
Wow.
This dude is something else, man.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Well.
You don't want to give anybody anything.
Oh, I guess, you know, is it the I'm locked in mode? I don't have time for the fun and games. Is that what it is? Is that what he's doing?
I don't even know anymore.
I'm like, I don't know. Is he locked in or where he's like, he's just not in the mood for... Like, you had to know that was a lighthearted question.
It was really a harmless...
Yeah, that was a harmless question.
And really, at this point, I get it, right? Like, they've been asked questions for 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, there's no game on Sunday.
Yep.
And they have this availability where they got to ask answer questions anyway. Yep. And the reporters got to ask questions because we do this whole, you know, dippily-do. That's what we do.
Yep.
But it's a pretty easy one.
That's a pretty easy one. That's not even anything that's controversial or anything.
It's like, you know what? I don't even remember. Or, you know, a little from this game, a little from that game. If you don't want to give the Chiefs any hint as to how you're going to play. Nothing? And I believe he's being honest. I'll give him credit.
So what was the question? What's the best game you played in?
Close your eyes and imagine your best game.
Best game. So he would have... Is he anticipating being asked what was his best game?
Maybe.
So he doesn't want that.
Doesn't want to answer.
Dissected. Yeah, he doesn't want that dissected.
Because it's some game where he throws 34 times. Right?
Yeah, that's the next question is what game was it?
Well, because he could have said last Super Bowl, and then maybe the Chiefs are like, oh, he thought he was great last time. We'll shut him down.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know.
Oh, man, listen.
I think he watches that clip of Kobe, right? Where Kobe says, or you're not happy?
Yeah, and job's not
done. I think he watches that every morning.
Well, can't fault him for that.
Yeah, I know.
Well, even Kobe was like trying to do a thing always, you know? And that's what I really liked about sort of before he passed away early. In the late years of Kobe, it felt like he was... sort of coming into his own as a more open person as to who he was and who let his guard down a little bit. And like, we don't have to deal with the whole, I don't have any friends.
Right.
Like, I get it. Right. But can we just talk about this?
can you be regular for a minute?
Just
man?
For 1 minute. And that's actually toward the, after Kobe's playing career ended is when I started liking Kobe more and having, and actually, because you've asked me this about why Jalen isn't my favorite. Mm-hmm. And I started appreciating Kobe's game more the more that I knew Kobe, you know, not personally, but the more he showed of himself.
Showed more of himself,
I could put his game into better context as a whole package.
Yeah.
But whatever, you know, as long as he wins next Sunday, that's all.
True.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. OG Wade, what's up, brother?
OG.
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
What's up, OG?
Listen, man, my son, this is what he do, right? And this is what y'all don't understand. Jalen the Duke Hurst is chasing greatness. Yeah, it's no time for no games and all this crap. You know what I'm saying? Everybody want to act like they achieved something. They haven't done it yet. When this game comes up, y'all want to see probably the best Jalen Hurts you ever saw. Because all of this stuff is bottled up. You know what I'm saying? And it's not frustration. It's not. These are things, personal things that he needs for him. He goes, not Philadelphia, not the fans. Jalen has these things that he wants to accomplish for him. Just him. And I called up here, and I waited on for 24 hours on hold. And for this moment, right? Because I kind of wanted to let Spike and Jack and you, Ike, know that Jalen Hurts, we talk about him, and everybody talk about, well, if you put him here, if another quarterback had that, do we realize the reason why the Eagles are where we are right now is because Jalen Hurts was a hit? When Howie drafted him, we hit on that. You know what? If Jalen Hurts wasn't the quarterback that he is today, we wouldn't have been able to draft Devonta Smith with that sixth pick. We would have had to try and draft a quarterback. We wouldn't have a Jalen Carter. We wouldn't have A.J. Brown here.
Well, hold on. Would you stop it?
I'm just, no,
they
I'm,
had the if, pick for Jay. What are you talking about?
What are you talking about? What I'm trying to tell you is this here. Without having to go and break the bank on a quarterback that you drafted in the second round that you hit on, if you did not hit on him, we would have ended up with Justin Fields. Remember that when all of y'all wanted him? Remember this? See, these are the things y'all don't remember. And I'm trying to tell you that because we hit on him, he is a sick. We made it.
I never wanted Justin Fields. I don't even know what you're talking about. I really, this is such a swing and a miss from you.
Comprehend what greatness is. I know you don't.
How does he get credit for Jalen Carter?
Yeah, what are we doing?
Because at the time, if you look at how draft picks go, you draft according to what your needs are. So I'm going to tell you right now, if Jalen was not the quarterback that he is today, we would have had to draft another quarterback the year we drafted Devonta Smith. And then the year after...
And if the Eagles didn't sign Saquon Barkley, Jalen Hurts might not have a job here in 2 years.
And if Russell Wilson said, I'd come to Philadelphia, he'd be the quarterback. And if Deshaun Watson said he'd come to Philadelphia, he'd be the quarterback.
No disrespect to Saquon Barkley. We went to a Super Bowl without Saquon Barkley. Saquon Barkley has never had the success that he's having with us right now. Jalen Hurts holds two players back. That's the DN and the linebacker, in case y'all don't know football.
Wait a minute. How many yards did he have in the game when Kenny Pickett started? He had 150. All right. Thank you. Thank you. Good night. Good night. This is a ridiculous call. That was his worst call of all time. I don't even know what he was talking about.
Well, so I do. If he's trying to say that him being on a rookie contract allowed him to get other players.
No, he was saying was that because we had a quarterback, we could draft other players.
Sure.
Yes, fine. Yes, great. What does that have to do with anything? As they say, what does that have to do with the price of tea in China? That's what my grandmother used to say. If that's a bad thing, I don't know. Maybe she didn't know. Buzz is back. Let me see the card, buddy. Let me see it. Open it up.
Do you see the spelling?
It's a little beat up.
Let me see it.
That is not 300 signatures. There's no chance.
We filled it up pretty nicely, I think.
That is not even close to 300 signatures, Jack. It's not even close. To be honest with you, I bet that's not even 100.
Whoa, no, that's got to be 100.
That's got to be 100.
Nope.
Like I'll count them.
Looks like 300. No, you won't count them.
I'll count them. I'll count them in the hallway.
It's only on the inside? It's not on the outside?
No, we filled up the inside.
Oh, okay.
Just people signing the inside. Mm.
Did anyone recognize it said kindest?
That is not 300 signatures.
It's not even close. Yeah. And it's torn up top.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
Looks good, though.
Yeah, well, we did what we could. Right? It was a solid effort, I thought.
Yeah.
Like, you sound disappointed.
He's a C student over here. I got a C student.
C student?
Yeah. I'm looking at C student work over here.
We went in line.
You finished your homework and you turned it in, and that was good enough for you. You
didn't care. Got almost everyone to do it there.
You didn't even care. By the way, getting them to sign at Union Transfer is like shooting fish in a barrel.
I know. Same with Chickies.
Yeah.
But it was still volume.
I'm not impressed. You put your name up for him.
Yeah.
I'm not impressed.
Well, I think you've been, hard on a lot of people today.
Have I?
I think you're on edge. I think the back's tightening up a little bit late in the show.
I'm not on edge.
I thought Buzz did great.
Thank you, Jack. About time Jack was on my side.
He didn't seem like he was on edge to me now. No. Was not happy that the fact that the card is not spelled correctly.
Yeah, I let that one go.
Let that one go.
That's let that bit. One go.
Well, the trash bag. We didn't have the trash bag for the card.
I would have let that go if there had been 300 signatures.
The, the thing about the trash bag is it wouldn't have helped much. It got wet when people were signing it. The transporting wasn't the issue. It was when people were signing it, it got wet.
Bro, you didn't even try with the trash bag.
But it was under the umbrella the whole time. It was fine. The trash bag would not have helped. That's what Tucker and I concluded in the car ride back.
Here's what we're going to do. Well, Tucker's got a whole other issue here because he's responsible for the misspelling in the card.
He is.
So I'm going to grade you like Elliot does with the Eagles.
Sure.
Good.
I'm going to give you a C-.
C-?
Wow. Yeah. What, are you going to check the tape, though, and maybe bump it up to a B-plus?
Say, normally goes
well,
up.
I'll sleep on it. It's not final grade. It's in pencil until tomorrow. Jack, do you want to give a grade to Buzz?
Well, I can't see the card.
It's like 93 signatures.
That looks like about 150 signatures.
It's not 150.
I think it's... you're right. It may be a little bit lower.
Yeah.
But he did his best.
You want to give him a grade?
I'll give him a C-plus.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay. Ike, on grade Buzz?
I gave him a B minus.
Oh, thank boy. You, Ike.
Look at how.
Can always count on Ike.
Pandering, yeah. Ike. Pretty
well, good. No, it's not pandering. You kidding me? I mean, people had to give me grades on the curve.
Yeah. Yeah, we're on a bell curve.
Yeah, I would be here without teachers giving me a grade on curve. You know what I mean?
Well, Buzz, I'm thankful for your effort.
I was out there for what, 3 hours?
I'm thankful
That's
for
That's what I'm giving you a high grade for.
All right, I was out there for 3 hours. So
he was out there.
Okay.
So you get paid to do it?
Yeah, I did.
Uh-oh. Okay, well then I don't care how many hours you're out there. You got paid for as many hours as you worked. Congratulations, America.
What would you say is the best story of your time out there, Buzz? Yeah. Any memorable stories?
Well, the guy who thought I was scamming him at Reading Terminal Market, he was like, do I have to pay to sign? I was like, no, I'm not asking for money, man. And then there were a couple of international tourists who had absolutely no idea what we're doing, but were happy to sign anyway.
Where were they from?
I'll guess the Spanish-speaking country, Colombia, maybe.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Buzz.
Thank you.
I appreciate your hard work that you got paid
Next
for.
Time, I'm going to ask for more time. A little bit of extra time. Maybe I get the 300.
Okay. All right.
Yep.
You see, I thank you for your good work. What do you want out of me?
Spike.
All right. I do. Yeah. I appreciate it. Yeah. Thank you, Buzz.
I want to leave on a high note.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm going to salute my way out of here.
There you go. We will finish up the show right after Jack tells you about National Appliance Warehouse.
I mean, what a show today.
It's torn in the middle. It's not even close to 300 signatures. He didn't even count the signatures.
That is disappointing. He lied to me and told me he counted every. He's like Mike McCarthy when he took the Cowboys job and said he watched tape of every single game last year.
His only win is that he didn't number two in his pants the entire time.
And he was out there.
Yeah.
And he was out there. Listen, the big game's coming up. You got to make sure that your house, your kitchen, already with the perfect appliances. And the best place to go for that, as always, is National Appliance Warehouse down in tax-free Delaware. Your dollar's always stretching further at National Appliance Warehouse. That's guaranteed by Price Assure, a piece of technology specific for National Appliance Warehouse that instantly updates price tags all throughout the store if it finds a lower price elsewhere. But on top of that, also great savings events going on, like the President's Day mega sale that's going on right now. So National Appliance Warehouse always taking care of you. You're going to get the perfect appliance for you. I mentioned that. 15,000 square foot showroom, over 100 brands. I've talked a lot about Gen Air, but they also have Sub-Zero. Whatever you need for your house, National Appliance Warehouse has you covered. And on top of that, you're walking into a difference-making culture. You walk in, you truly feel like you're a part of their family. They're knowledgeable. They're smart. They'll take care of you. That's the difference at National Appliance Warehouse. So go to nationalappliancewarehouse.com, visit their showroom in tax-free Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware today. And as always, tell them Fritz sent you.
See, Buzz needs the balance. Jack is here, you know, giving him advice, lifting him up. I'm here holding him accountable. Yep. I'm just not going to let him show up for work and, you know, give him a gold star.
We need that accountability, just accountability.
It's truth. Dustin in the Northeast, you're on WIP. What's up, Dustin?
Dustin?
Spike, Spritzy baby, how are you?
What's up, brother?
You guys ready, man? When are you guys leaving?
Sunday,
yeah.
Okay.
Oh, man, dude, you guys are lucky, man. You guys are going to have a blast. Yo, real, can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hello?
All right. It has never been more time to go home than it is right now. Justin in Tennessee, you're on WIP. What's up, Justin?
What's happening, fellas? Yeah. How y'all doing this time, brother?
Oh, boy, it's the end of the show, brother.
You've made it through, boys. Y'all got a big week ahead of you, so when you get off, just chill on your way home best you can. I know it's probably some traffic for you and whatnot, but real quick, I think, like, I've had three or four people send me that video Are y'all sure Rob didn't take a handful of blue chews before he done that? Because he was stiff as a poker trying to dance. Boy,
yeah.
Right now.
Yeah, Rod. Rod's lucky people don't know which one he is. However.
Well, I know, because he didn't know if he was coming or going. He's trying to do it.
However, Giglio did isolate Fritz alone and send it to me and Ike. And, man, when you just look at Fritz, man, it's good. It's good. It's good.
I'm going to be honest. When I seen it, me and my wife, we were sitting here in the car, and we watched it about 3 or 4 times, and she looked. She said, oh, poor Jack.
Yeah.
A lot of people had that sentiment.
Yeah. Yep.
My mom said it was fine.
There you go.
Always positive.
Hey, special boy what, over Jack, there.
Yeah, Jack looked a whole lot looser than Rod. I'm here to tell you right now.
Yes, that's for sure.
Rod was stiff as a poker, but I don't know what y'all got on your agenda for next week. And I know, Spike, you're all into horror movies and stuff, but I have a cousin who did a haunted tour down there, and she said it was awesome. And they got to tour this house that Nicolas Cage owned, and it was like haunted as all get out. And he actually built some kind of shrine outside because some witch voodoo doctor told him.
This is in New Orleans?
Yeah. I actually saw that. I did that tour with my wife once, and it is. There's some wild stories about New Orleans. Wild, scary stories about New Orleans.
It actually spooked Nicolas Cage so bad. He has sold the damn place, I reckon. He's like, hell with it, I'm out. There was so much stuff going on. But also, if you want the best beignet or whatever how you call it, go to Café Beignet, not the other place.
I like Café Du Monde. I went to both. I thought Café Du Monde was
what
good.
What are you going for, man? Let somebody else go since you've done been. You
helped us out. Well, Spike has it. Well, we need Spike. He's going to have to show us where the hell to go.
Yeah, there you go. I can't eat any of it anymore anyway, so.
Well, that's true. That's true.
Well, ain't none of us can. We all eating healthy, eating salads and salad-ite and salad frites and Jesse salads. I'm eating salads this week too. So anyway, I'm gonna get off here. But like, I just wanted to call back the video, guys. That was great, and got to give an A for effort. And one more thing about poor Buzz. If he was out there in the rain, man, you got to bump him up another letter grade just being out in the weather, dude.
Well, he was driving around. I mean, it's not like he was out there bracing the elements.
Yeah, what are we doing here?
Well, I thought he was kind of outside and in line with
sort of.
20 minutes. They were outside too. They weren't getting paid.
Well, I tell you what, you're tougher than
that program director is Spike coming out.
Yeah.
I'm here to tell you, son, you rough on poor Buzz. But anyway, Buzz, I got you back, son. Y'all be careful. Have a good time. I'll holler at you next week. Can't wait for 5:30 Creed on Radio Row. That's going to be epic. We need video. But I love you, boys. I mean, be careful down yonder.
All right. All right, see you, Justin. Not there. Yeah. Whew. It's been quite a show. I think the thing with Buzz is it's not that he didn't get 300 signatures. It's that on his way back, he told me assuredly there were 300 signatures.
He knew that it wasn't even close.
And then he walked in here, Jack, hold on. He opened the card and showed it to me and said, that's 300 signatures. Like I'm a moron.
Yeah.
Yeah, like
well,
I'm stupid.
He thought it was showing to Jack, and then Jack would just go along with it.
Yeah.
Like, all right, yeah, it looks like 300 to me.
Yeah, you don't like being lied to.
I don't like team good enough over here.
Yeah,
I like team great.
You didn't grow up in the participation trophy society like we did.
No, yes, you kids. You have orange slices and trophies for everyone. Oh, congrats, Buzz. Congrats for getting paid to do your job. Really appreciate it. Yeah, this is what I'm saying. When he delivers it, I need an A+ from him. That's what I need. He can make up for this on the delivery part of this.
He gets a photo with Joe Shane.
That's an A+. It's an A+ with the misspelled card and the 87 signatures.
Yeah.
It's an A+.
87 signatures.
It's not even 100. I guarantee you it's not even 100. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
The Eagles' longer and harder practices this season have been brought to you by Blue Chew. Spike, the next time he does the read.
Yeah, I don't know if I can tie the Eagles in to them. I don't know that
they're the official sponsor.
No. But it's a good thought. I'll keep it in mind. What's next?
Wouldn't be the first time there's been a smear campaign against me. Buzz on the street.
Oh, that's disgusting. I get that joke.
I just caught on to that.
That's gross.
Like smear campaign.
Yeah, that is disgusting.
That's a good joke.
It's a good joke, and it's disgusting. What's next?
How many idiots does it take to catch a misspelling on a giant greeting card? Not a joke. I'm seriously asking the question. Tom from Abington.
Well,
we all
missed it.
Yeah, we all missed it. I blame Tucker. And
well,
I blame
no.
Ava.
You've got to take it to the top. I mean,
oh, yeah.
It's Lakin's fault.
Ultimately, he's the one that gets blamed for it.
Yeah.
Ultimately, he's the one that gets blamed for it. He was so proud of it.
He was so
He certainly seemed to be the one taking it the hardest, too.
Well, he was actually mad.
Yes,
you know,
exactly.
I think it's funny. Spike's actually mad, too.
I was laughing it off. I was laughing. It was fine.
Rod's not laughing at all.
No.
No.
We got content out of it, so it's fine with me. What's next?
Why am I signing this watercolor print? Random Philadelphian seeing all the running signatures of Buzz's wet card.
It's torn in the middle because it's yeah. All right, what's next?
Jerry the Truckhorn guy quickly said, "Oh no, I'm not telling you her name," as if he's a guarded person and not the guy who spent 2 days richly detailing the last 5 years of his marital situation. Frank in Ardmore.
So true.
Also, yeah. How would we know who she is?
Yeah.
Like, you have to give the name so then when she calls.
Tell us who it is, yes.
Yeah.
And when she gets on the air, we're going to use her name, unless it's just Jerry the Truckhorn driver's ex-wife that he calls hon.
Yeah, and by the way, if she says her name's Sally, it's not like we can find her.
Yeah, there's like, what do you think?
Millions of people in this area.
We're asking for her address.
Yeah. Right. What's next?
$1,500 cleaning charge for blood on the carpet. The receipt for Rios's Airbnb.
Yeah, dude. Rios in New Orleans.
Man.
Just
blood on the carpet.
He's going to be a problem in New Orleans.
Yes. He is. That's going to be a one-of-a-kind Rios speech. One-of-a-kind. What's next?
Paying attention to the videos.
Yes. What's next?
Nods politely. Jack in the producer booth when Gilly started talking quarterbacks.
Yes.
I didn't want to ruin the mood.
Yes.
I give both of you guys credit.
Yeah.
For allowing Gilly to have his opinion.
Yeah.
He did
and
break
then,
me with Lamar.
Well,
that was funny. I enjoyed that.
Yeah. I was like, well, I can't not respond because then people are going to say to me,
yes.
Well, you didn't say anything to him.
Right.
So I had to push back
a little bit. Yeah.
Just a little bit so we could have
perfect.
Fun.
No, yeah. It was perfect. It was perfect.
And then the Eli over Aaron Rodgers thing. It's like, no.
You couldn't let that work up.
No.
It's like he'd been listening to the show.
Yes.
It's like, how can I get Spike?
Yep. Right in my face.
Yep.
Josh Allen. Oh, all right. Lamar Jackson. Okay. TK is next.
Yeah.
It did sound like he was a listener.
It did.
It did sound like he'd been listening to the show.
By the way, do we do the birds thing today or no? Because there's no game on Sunday.
No.
We don't. Okay, I just want to make sure.
I don't want to ruin it.
Okay, so we will talk to you Monday from Radio Row in New Orleans. Thanks for a great week of radio. We will talk to you then.